Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
People like pettiness, man. People love pettiness.
A lot of people are petty about my take on Steve Austin.
Yeah, the people are pointing out he's from Edna, Texas.
Yeah, you know, I was basing this off an interview I saw with him where he was explaining how he came up with his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I was from Austin. So he must have meant he was living in Austin at the time.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to call himself. He didn't want to say that, yeah, I'm from Austin. So he said Victoria, which is closer to Edna than Austin. So whatever. Yeah. I'm just quoting Steve Austin himself.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Steve Williams.
It's also a little more redneck than Austin. And that character
right.
of his is super redneck.
He said he came up with a name. He had all these names thrown at him by WWE that didn't make it. They were cheesy as hell. It was like the
horrible.
Ice Monster.
Chili McFreeze was one of them.
Yeah, yeah. So he came up with the name and it was a badass name, except that he had no persona built up around it until he like just started. He had the name, then he shaved his head and it grew into what it was, obviously.
After the races, yeah.
So many of these wrestlers, you hear these stories and you wonder with just all these little decisions that were so key and critical.
Dude.
It's stressful. Like changing their character up was the thing that if they had kept being the character they were, like The Rock, if The Rock had kept being that goofy
Rocky Maivia,
he never would have taken off and he never would have been who he is now. Just that one little decision.
Yep. Yeah.
So don't put too much pressure on yourself.
I love that you're watching the McMahon documentary. I love that. Like this is great joy for me to see you kind of seeing the nuances of the wrestling business.
Oh, so real quick to pay off the one. What was the saying that the UT person had said? You can't spell.
Oh, you can't spell. Oh boy, like you can't spell loudmouth D bag without three OUs.
Without three OUs.
Yeah.
So when I was in college, I was in a fraternity that was basically an athletic dorm for the football team.
Yep.
Like almost like 95% of the guys in my fraternity were football players.
Mm-hmm.
We were the football house.
Right.
And because of that, we faced a lot of persecution, Sean.
I imagine.
A lot of accusations of being dumb meatheads. Okay.
I could see that. Yeah.
One of these insults that we would have hurled at us, sometimes quietly and from mm-hmm. great distance by those nerds, was you can't spell dumb without D-U. So, which was hurtful. It was hurtful to me, Sean.
Okay.
It was painful. So one night we're out at a bar and we were sitting talking with a young lady, me and a few of my friends. And there was this kid who was a badass football player. Mm-hmm. He was just like, but he was like a warrior poet. He was actually a really, really bright guy. But also pretty drunk at the time.
Yep.
And this girl kind of just casually, jokingly said, like, you know what they say, can't spell dumb without D-U. And Chris, who was just off his rocker at this point, he thought he dunked on her. He said, oh, yeah, you know what? You can't spell diploma without D-U either. And
good one.
I've never seen somebody so own themselves thoroughly.
That's funny.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't back off of it. That was the worst part of it. That was the most embarrassing part.
I insist
part of it.
It is spelled with a D and a U.
Yeah, trust me, this kid was actually smart.
I do not trust you on that.
Some poor life choices sprinkled in here and there.
I don't believe you. All right, so what are we still waiting on that we felt like maybe we were promised or we promised ourselves in the preseason with the Texans? They're 5-1, so maybe our pettiness is dripping into another segment here. But what are some of the things, like Seth, what are the things you thought we would see, like the main thing you thought we would see that we have yet to see from this team?
The explosiveness in the passing game.
Yeah.
I think that's... and now it's almost gotten to a point where, okay, we understand what teams are doing. And yet, this is the part that really caught me by surprise, was my own hypocrisy in not realizing really the strange dynamic that the Texans going into last week's game were second in the league in yards per game through the air. Nico Collins was the leading receiver in the NFL going into that game.
Still is, by the way.
And
even
still
after,
is.
Yeah.
Nico and yet, I had kind of fallen into like, well, you know, teams are going to limit the passing game. So really what it is, it's not even that they've limited the passing game. It's that the Texans have been so bad at just actually scoring points
mm-hmm.
until last week. And that because of the run game, because of the penalties, all these other things are... right in front of our eyes, the Texans were actually doing a really, really good job managing all of this cover two they're seeing. It, when it comes to still passing the ball effectively, they just haven't translated it into points. And it's because they weren't a complete football team for the first part of the season.
Yeah, that's the
At least that not, except for the Colts game when they had Joe Mixon, ironically.
Right, right, right. That's definitely the big one for me. You know, I think of Jonathan Gannon. Shots, explosives. That's what that means. I'm waiting for the pew, pew, pew of this offense. By the way, Nico Collins still leads the NFL in yards receiving. He's 2 yards ahead of Ja'Marr Chase, but the next closest guy after that is still well over like 50 yards. It's Chris Godwin is third.
And then we could almost say that like after this week's game, let's say optimistically that Nico Collins is just being treated very conservatively and they wanted to force him into a situation where, okay, it's you got 4 weeks to rest and recover with this. If he comes back, he might really only be 2 games behind in the race.
Yes.
So the people game ground, he'll lose the spot this week most likely, but he's not going to be so far behind.
If he gets back, again, if it's only 4 weeks, you got to get back. If it's only 4 weeks, I would say he's still, based on his performance the first 5 weeks of the season, probably still has a chance to be right up there, if not lead the league in receiving. Yeah.
He might be within 50 or 100 yards right this week. And then there will be 2 weeks where, okay, the gap is going to increase.
Yeah.
But then just all you got to do, Nico, is come back and just keep reeling off 100-yard receiving
games.
That's
it, man.
Seems pretty simple to me.
That's it. Yep, the math works. I would say other things, Seth, that we felt maybe we were promised, but we promised ourselves that we haven't seen. Christian Harris in person anywhere other than one practice.
Other than just walking through the locker room every now and then or what have you.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about this, and I do think that we saw this with Joe Mixon. Mm-hmm. You get a real sense from Joe Mixon that, man, he really wanted to be back. And he's almost – Joe Mixon has had a couple sound bites where it almost feels like he's – paranoid that people thought he was being soft or something. He wanted to play and he's been agitating to play, and yet we weren't getting any information on it or anything. And I think sometimes when teams are trying to protect the players, it ends up kind of boomeranging back on them. With Christian Harris, the mystery of all of this, it hasn't resulted in people questioning whether Christian Harris is tough or anything, but it feels like it's more of a mystery than it needs to be. Did they not know that it was a serious deal back in August, or did they? Why are we sitting here, and why is it still this big, vast mystery that he has been out for as long as he has when maybe you could have just said it in the first week of camp?
Yep.
I don't know.
We'll mention here, Nick Caserio joins us on the show tomorrow at 7:30, Texans GM. Dalton Schultz, I think we touched on Dalton before. I don't want to pile on Dalton Schultz here, but I would say – I was certainly, especially on the heels of a big contract extension, expecting to see a version of him that looked a lot more like the dialed-in second half of the season last year version.
Yeah.
And that version we've not gotten yet so far of Dalton Schultz.
No, and especially when, okay, if you had told me, teams are going to just play a lot of cover two and they're going to try to take the deep passing game out of it, I would think, oh, okay. Well, this opens everything up for guys like Dalton Schultz, and he should be heavily targeted. And he's not been heavily targeted, and then last week when he was heavily targeted, he caught 50% of his targets. There's even a part of him, he does a good job of getting just enough yardage when he's barreling past the first down marker. Mm-hmm. It's done kind of in slow motion because he's not an explosive athlete or anything. But even with some of those things, he's not doing it with the same oomph that he did last year down the stretch. So it's been odd. I'm surprised that Dalton Schultz hasn't been more of a factor.
We need more out of Dalton Schultz, no question. And again, this team's 5-1, so what they need is maybe being overstated. I'm hoping, especially given how much salary he's eating up now, he's $12 million a year guy, that you get more out of Dalton Schultz. I'll add this one, Tommy Townsend. Based on the preseason, I thought they upgraded a punter, and he's been very inconsistent this year. One possession, he's booming a 65-yarder to completely change field position. And then in the fourth quarter, he hits a 35-yard punt that lands at the 23-yard line. It's just if there were a circle of trust for the Texans, like we do for the Astros from time to time, Tommy Townsend would not be in it at this point. And I feel like your specialists almost, they can't be something you think about. You know what I mean? You need a reliable kicker and a reliable punter and a reliable long snapper.
I'm managing three told-you-so situations right now with listeners of ours who have been who are adamant with me all offseason long about just that it's a bigger deal losing Cam Johnston and that I'm sleeping on it and you shouldn't trust Tommy Townsend. And every single one of those three are coming at me with told-you-sos once weekly or in-game or what have you. Yeah, yeah. So it's this is personally
I'm being persecuted.
I'm being persecuted yet again.
You do not want Seth Payne on your bad side, Tommy Townsend.
No, Tommy Townsend.
Nope.
There's a long list of people that wish they'd treated me better, that's differently.
Right. That's right. We don't
go try to find that young lady that said you can't spell dumb without D-U. See if you can find her on Facebook.
Ask where she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Just some leftovers from the Pettycast. Somebody giving us the stat that the Browns are the only team who have not scored 20 points in a game yet this season. What a miserable existence that's got to be. Oof. Terrible.
The Texans right now, the 40 points helped a lot.
They're,
in scoring right now, they are 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. 14th in
are you
scoring.
Sure?
Points per game.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Me to do this. I mean, you know, like
I know. No, you did. I triple checked it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
We've
good.
Got an issue on this. Look, listen, everybody, pull back the curtain. We've got an issue right now is that we don't have a fact checker. So I'm my own fact checker.
Yeah.
Which is like asking Gomer Pyle to inspect his own weapon. Okay. And to pack his own parachute. It just
exactly.
It doesn't end well.
It's what it was last week, at least. It hasn't always been bad. You had a bad week last week. That's all.
Had a rough week.
Yeah. That's all right. Turn the page, man. You flushed it. Dan Campbell loves one of his players. And when you hear this, it's really cool. And it does. It makes us think, okay, D'Amico and Dan Campbell, I think, in some ways are cut from a very similar cloth. Who does D'Amico Ryans feel as strongly about as Dan Campbell feels about this guy? We will let you hear that coming up next.